And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday. It's the 30th of April, 2016. 1789, on this date, on the balcony of Federal Hall, New York City, George Washington took the oath of office to become the first president of the United States. It's the birthday of Annie Dillard, Pittsburgh, 1945. She was living near Roanoke, Virginia. She started keeping a journal, trying to quit smoking, and the journal became her book, A Pilgrim at Tinker Creek. Annie Dillard, who said, "One of the few things I know about writing is this: spend it all, shoot it, play it, lose it all, right away, every time." It's the birthday of Alice B. Toklas, 1877, who was Gertrude Stein's lover, her typist, cook, secretary, editor, housekeeper, and co-host of the salons at their residence in Paris. It's the birthday of the poet John Crow Ransom, born Pulaski, Tennessee, 1888. He was part of the Fugitives, a group of Southern writers that included Robert Penn Warren, Alan Tate. He was the founder of the Kenyon Review, and he was one of the first people, John Crow Ransom, to argue that American schools should be teaching American literature, not just British and European, and that students should be reading modern poetry and not only the classics. And it was on this date in 1859 the story first appeared in magazine form, the story that begins, "It was the best of times, it was the worst of times, it was the age of wisdom, it was the age of foolishness." Charles Dickens's A Tale of Two Cities. Here's a poem for today by Gail Mazur entitled Desire. It was a kind of torture waiting to be kissed, a dark car parked away from the street lamp, away from our house, where my tall father would wait, his face visible at a pane high in the front door. Was my mother always asleep? A boy reached for me. I leaned eagerly into him. Soon the windshield was steaming. Midnight, a neighbor's bedroom light goes on, then off. The street is quiet. Until I married, I didn't have my own key. That wasn't how it worked, not at our house. You had to wake someone with the bell, or he was there waiting. Someone let you in. Those pleasures on the front seat of a boy's father's car were guilty, yet my body knew they were the only right thing to do. My body hated the cage it had become. One of those boys died in a car crash. One is a mechanic, one's a musician. They were young and soft and mostly dumb. I loved their lips, their eyebrows, the bones of their cheeks, cheeks that scraped mine raw. So I'd turn away from the parent who let me angrily in. And always the next day, no one at home could penetrate the fog around me. I'd relive the precious night as if it were a bridge to my new state from the old world I'd been imprisoned by, and I've been allowed to walk on it, to cross a border. There's an invisible line in the middle of the bridge, in the fog, where I'm released, where I think I'm free." Desire, a poem by Gail Mazur from First Wife, published by University of Chicago Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by TIAA. Whether it's investing, advice, banking, or retirement, TIAA is committed to helping those who do good do well. Learn more at TIAA.org. And by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, now available on iOS devices. Subscriptions available at poetrymagazine.org. Engineered by Noah Smith, produced by Joy Biles. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.